Landfills in many states are allowed to accept solid waste from the oil and gas industry. When it rains, chemicals, toxic metals, and radioactive material in that waste become part of the landfill's runoff. That runoff is supposed to be treated before it's sent to a sewage plant. But earlier this year, some of these pollutants started ending up in water released by a sewage treatment plant near Pittsburgh. How did they get there? For State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Friends' Reed Frazier found that a loophole in state and federal regulations might be to blame.
Guy Krupa is walking down a driveway near the main road in the town of Belle Vernon.
There's the sewage treatment facility right there.
Krupa is in charge of the treatment plant, a small facility along the Monongahela River that processes sewage from a few surrounding towns.
I mean, it's just a bunch of tanks with, microbiological bugs in it.
The bugs are microorganisms the plant uses to break down raw sewage before it's treated and released into the river. But about a year and a half ago, those bugs stopped doing their job. Levels of bacteria and ammonia in the plant's discharge to the river started going up.
We thought it was something we were doing internally. We were not processing enough sludge. Maybe we weren't pumping enough. Maybe we had wrong air rates, things like that. We went through the whole gamut of things.
Krupa, who'd only recently started his job as the municipal authority's superintendent, thought about all the places that send waste to the plant.
We take in Belle Vernon and North Belle Vernon, but we also take in a landfill.
That would be Westmoreland Sanitary Landfill, about a mile away in the town of Rostraver. For years, the landfill sent Belle Vernon its leachate. That's the name for the liquid waste that comes out of the landfill when rainwater trickles through its piles of garbage. Krupa began looking at test samples of what was in the leachate. He sent it to an engineer he used to work with.
He goes, "You have some very high numbers in as far as chlorides, conductivity, barium." He said, "These are all indicators of frac waste."
Krupa discovered the landfill was sending more leachate than the treatment plant was allowed to accept. And he found out about 40% of the landfill's waste since 2010 had been solid oil and gas waste. This waste includes drill cuttings, dirt, and rocks companies dig up to get to the region's gas-rich shale beds. Those beds are naturally rich in salt. It turned out the salts in the leachate were hurting the bugs in Krupa's sewage system.
They were killing off our bugs. Our bugs are what treats the water. They were killing them. And that's why we weren't making our permit levels, because we had nothing to work with.
It wasn't just the salts, Krupa says. Gas waste is high in radium, a naturally occurring radioactive material found in the Marcellus Shale. Some of that radium was making it from the Westmoreland landfill through Krupa's treatment plant and into the Monongahela River.
We were discharging into the Mon River higher than drinking water standards.
Still, the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection told Krupa to keep taking the leachate while it got the landfill to fix the problem. The DEP says what the plant was putting into the river was actually safe. They say that by the time that radium or other pollutants discharged by the plant end up at the nearest drinking water supply, it's been diluted by the river's high volume. But that explanation didn't exactly sit well with the man in charge of that drinking water plant.
Yeah, it was alarming, to say the least.
Chad Warfield is director of operations at the Charleroi Water Authority, which provides drinking water to around 30,000 people. When Warfield learned what was coming down the river from Belle Vernon, he ordered his staff to test the water in nearby streams. But he wasn't sure if he was testing for the right thing.
The problem was, nobody knows what's exactly in the leachate.
Charleroi's water quality continued to meet federal standards, but Warfield said he was still worried.
It's, frightening, to be blunt, that it went on that long and, they were experiencing those issues and it was let go.
Eventually, Belle Vernon got tired of waiting for the DEP and the landfill to fix the problem. The municipal authority that owns the plant went to court and got a judge to order the landfill to stop sending its leachate to the plant. Currently, the landfill's trucking that leachate to treatment plants in Ohio. But the case raises a question. Are other landfills and treatment plants at risk? The DEP says no. No one from the agency agreed to go on tape for this story. But in emails, a spokeswoman said Belle Vernon's case was unique. There are 16 other treatment plants in the state that take leachate from landfills that accept fracking waste. These landfills are required to pre-treat that leachate to make it safe for the sewage plant. But that's only in the case of bigger sewage plants that handle 5 million gallons a day or more. For smaller ones, like Bell Vernon's, the law is less clear. In these cases, the treatment plants themselves are required to know of any changes to the waste they receive from a landfill. Krupa says he learned of this soft spot in the law when he told a DEP official that the landfill's waste was affecting his plant.
He said, well, that you are the entity that would be responsible for that. I said, so there's nothing you could do for me? And he said, no, you are the DEP to them, essentially.
The problem is, the landfill has no obligations under state or federal law to tell the treatment plant about changes to its waste stream. So even though the state knew the landfill was taking drilling waste, Krupa says no one told him or anyone at his plant. Krupa is mystified by what happened.
What they are sending us was industrial waste. Those things need to be treated differently.
There are other plants that could find themselves in a similar situation to Bell Vernon's. According to a review of state pollution permits, 12 other smaller plants fit into the same category as Bell Vernon. They're too small to automatically qualify for stricter regulations on leachate and have to police the landfills themselves. For this story, the DEP couldn't immediately say whether those landfills were pretreating their leachate or not. The state insists no one was endangered by the leachate issues in Bell Vernon. Its water quality monitors along the Monongahela River were all below the EPA standards for radiation. But Avner Vengosh of Duke University says he sees real problems with the state's practices.
They never learned anything through the last 10 years.
Vengosh is an environmental chemist who's measured pollutant levels in the stream sediment near treatment plants in Pennsylvania that process liquid oil and gas waste. He found radium levels in some sediments high enough to qualify as radioactive waste under federal law. He wonders if the same type of accumulation could be happening in the river near Bell Vernon.
The radioactivity level could be really high if you collect the sediments there. And of course, the risk is that once there's high radium in the sediments, there is incorporation into the ecological chain.
A spokeswoman for the landfill didn't answer emailed questions or agree to an interview for this story. The DEP says it's working on installing a pretreatment system to handle the site's leachate. The landfill is currently negotiating with another sewage plant to take its waste. That plant is in Denora, just 5 miles downstream of Bell Vernon. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.